Praise the Lord. Yes, praise God. It is good to be here tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I thank God. It's wonderful to know the Lord. And it is so true. We have a stable God. You know, somebody we can depend upon. This world is just something else. I would not want to have my hopes in this world. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer as we begin here tonight and ask Him to teach us to have His way. Praise the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank You again for Your great blessings, Your mercy, Your kindnesses to us. We thank You, Lord, that we can depend upon Thy promises, Lord. Oh, God, they're not one way today and some other way tomorrow. But God, we just thank You, Lord. We can rest in the hope that You give us, Lord. And oh God, we know that You are the anchor of our soul, Lord. Oh, we thank You, Jesus. We praise You, Jesus. We thank You, Lord. We have this opportunity to come here to sing Thy praises, to worship You, Lord, to draw nigh unto You, Lord, to open up Thy word. I pray, oh God, that You'd help us now as, oh Lord, we get prepared here to look into the Word of God to see, oh Lord, what You'd have us to know tonight, what You would bring out here tonight. Oh God, I pray that You'd teach us, Lord. I pray that You'd work in us. I pray, oh God, that You'd help us, Lord, to prepare our hearts in every way, Lord. Oh God, You know, oh Lord, what is ahead. You know, oh God, exactly what we have need of, Lord. And God, I pray that You'd work here tonight. I pray, oh God, that You'd bring forth the answers that need to come, Lord, the healings, Lord, oh God, the salvation, oh Lord Jesus, that You'd meet the needs of Your people, Lord, oh God, that, oh Lord, You'd bind the brokenhearted, Lord Jesus, that You'd bring deliverance to them that are bound, Lord, oh God, that You'd open up the eyes of them that are blind, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, Lord, we take authority over all the things, oh Lord, that try to, oh Lord, devour us, Lord, and captivate us, Lord. Oh God, we just ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, oh God, that You would be here, Lord, that You give us deliverance, that You'd set us free, Lord, of anything, oh Lord, they would try to come against us, Lord, and oppose us, Lord, to bring us down, Lord. Oh God, in the precious name of Jesus, we ask that You'd work, Lord. Oh God, that You'd use this word tonight, that You'd give me, Lord, what I have need of from You, Lord. Oh, truly I know, Lord, that I need Your help, Lord. I pray, oh God, that You'd be here, Lord. Oh God, to meet the needs of Your people, Lord, to work in our hearts. Oh God, to give us what we have need of, Lord. Oh God, we are poor and needy. We need You here tonight, and I pray that You'd work in the wonderful name of Jesus by the power of the blood. In Jesus' precious name, thank You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, there is great power and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, we can depend upon that saving name. Praise God. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Oh, thank the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to call this message here tonight, Because He Lives. And we are so privileged here. If we really know the Lord, we know what a difference He has made in our life. And the hope that He brings and the inspiration and all that, that throne of grace that we could always approach and bring our needs and our petitions before. You know, that friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, praise the Lord. We are blessed to know the living God. We know that there was that time that man, woman, lost their fellowship with Almighty God. Praise the Lord. When this earth was created there in the beginning in its perfection. Adam and Eve created in their perfection after the image of God. We know that the day that sin entered into the world, they lost something very, very special. Not only did sin enter into the world, but Adam and Eve lost that special fellowship that they had with the Lord, that privilege that they had to walk with Him in the cool of the evening. And hopefully that was consistent. And praise the Lord, you know, what a wonder it must have been. But sin changed everything. It brought those curses upon this world. And we were all brought into this world with that sin nature. But praise the Lord, that day came when Jesus Christ came into this world. Oh yes, to bring back that which sin had destroyed. To bring back that fellowship that was lost when Adam and Eve sinned. And praise the Lord, we are blessed. Because yes, as we sang that song, we can walk with the King. We can walk down the King's highway. We can commune with the Lord. We can fellowship with Him. We can feel His presence. Praise the Lord. If we draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to us. Praise the Lord. And we can feel Him. He comes. And He makes Himself known in so many very special ways. Praise the Lord. And yes, He made it possible that we could be filled with His Spirit. I mean, wow. What a thing. We can't really fathom it. We talk about it, but it's so beyond what we could ever imagine in our minds or interpret it even in our minds. But praise the Lord, Jesus Christ has come. And praise the Lord, because He lives. He lives in our heart. We have hope. We have hope. We have a reason to live beyond this world. Praise the Lord. And He gives us that peace that passes all understanding. And He gives us a joy that the world doesn't have. Praise the Lord. They might be frolicking. They might be enjoying the merriment of the moment. But praise the Lord, we can fellowship with the Lord. We can feel His presence. Yes, if you will draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to you. Praise the Lord. And we can have fellowship with Him. Praise the Lord, that blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from sin. Praise the Lord, if we walk in the light, even as He is in the light. And now we have that fellowship one with another. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to be going to John, the 14th chapter here tonight. Just see how the Lord does this all here. Praise our God. Praise the Lord. We, again, what a privilege to open up His Word, to have it. Oh, yes. To have this opportunity here tonight. Praise our God. John chapter 14, praise the Lord. Jesus is speaking here as He begins here in verse 1 where He says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know." Oh, praise the Lord. Some pretty wonderful words He was speaking here. And you know, it brought forth a question. Those to whom He was addressing here. It says in verse 5, "Thomas saith unto Him, Lord, we know not whither Thou goest, and how can we know the way?" Oh, praise the Lord. There was a lot that they didn't understand at that moment. There was a lot that had not been revealed to them. They had not yet received the Holy Ghost, and praise the Lord, there were things that they could not possibly know yet. But Jesus explains in verse 6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, praise the Lord. And you know, it's such a wonderful thing to know that. You know that Jesus is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. Praise the Lord. And there is no other way to get to God. Oh, and Jesus, in coming to this world, was bringing us back to God to restore that fellowship. We could not approach God otherwise. We had to have a go-between. You know, the priests had special privileges in the sense that they were supposed to be able to communicate to God in a way. But you know, Jesus opened up a way. He came to this earth, God robed in flesh, to bring us to God, praise the Lord, so that, yes, we could approach God, we could commune with God, we could talk with God. And, you know, just can imagine how surprising it was. You know, I was considering the story of Saul, who became Paul the Apostle, but Saul, on the road to Damascus here, that 11th chapter of the book of Acts. This minute, it isn't the 11th chapter, it's the 9th chapter of the book of Acts. Sorry about that. But the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, we read how Saul, he was on his way to the city of Damascus, and he had his letters from the high priest, permission, in other words, to go and collect as many Christians as he could. And the thing is that he thought he was doing God service by doing it. But what an amazing thing happened as he was on that road. Oh my, what an amazing thing as he journeyed and approached Damascus. He was coming near it, and suddenly there was a light that shone from heaven. Oh, such a bright light that he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice asking a question that he never thought he would hear. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And what an amazing answer came back. Oh, yes, as he asked, who art thou, Lord? And the answer coming forth, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Oh my, that was so amazing. He was trembling. He was astonished. And oh my, he knew he had to make amends. There he was on the way to collect as many Christians as he could and bring them back to Jerusalem, where they probably were going to be put to death. But God intervened, and oh yes, he asked, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Of course, God told him to arise and go into the city, and it would be told him exactly what he needed to do. Praise the Lord. And God had prepared a man. He had prepared Ananias to instruct him in the ways of the gospel. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, that answer, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Oh, what a shock it was to Saul on that journey. But praise the Lord, Jesus said, oh yes, to those that heard this discourse here in the 14th chapter of the book of John, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. There is no other way to approach God, to get to God, but by Jesus Christ. And praise the Lord, that way has been opened. Praise the Lord. And no matter what our background is, we can all come to the living God. Praise the Lord. But I'll tell you what, there are people that think that they can be saved without Jesus. And what a deception that is. What a fallacy. Oh my, because there is no other way that you can approach God except through Jesus Christ. And yes, Jesus is telling them. He's answering Thomas's question. Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? But Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And he went on to say in verse 7, if ye have known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Oh, praise the Lord. You know, Philip now asks a question saying, Lord, show us the Father and it sufficeth us. He'll satisfy us. Lord, if you could just show us the Father. And Jesus saith unto him in verse 9, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus was God robed in flesh. Oh, yes, the Father in that sense, who would come to this earth to save us from our sins. Oh, God is a spirit. We know, and he needed a human form in order to come to this world to die. And what a story. What a story. God Almighty, the Creator, the one who made this earth, who put everything in order and placed it exactly where it needed to be. God, the Almighty One, who sees everything, who knows everything. Oh my! Who has all understanding and all ability. Oh, praise the Lord, that mighty God robed himself in flesh to come to the world to save us and to show us the Father in a human form. Praise the Lord. Jesus went on to say in verse 10, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Praise the Lord. You know, God was in that body and working through him and leading him and directing him. What a wonder it was. Goes on to say in verse 11, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. All those works, those wonders that Jesus Christ did. Oh, yes, it was because, oh, yes, he wasn't normal as far as the ordinary person is concerned. He was God robed in flesh, come to this world to save us. Oh, yes, doing all manners of works. And oh, yes, healing the sick and casting out devils, bringing comfort. Oh, yes, doing mighty works in every way possible. He went on to say in verse 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And of course, at this point, I don't believe they could comprehend fully at all what he was saying. They had observed the works that Jesus did, and at times he had given them power too to go forth and cast out devils and to heal the sick. Oh, and to declare the gospel. But yes, he is declaring here that for those that believe on him, that the same works that he had done as a Son of Man, as a Son of God here on this earth, that his disciples, his people would do, and even greater works than he had done, because he was going to go unto the Father. He was going to go back. His time on earth was short. But praise the Lord. Oh, it was all in control. He had it all figured out. He was going to send back his Spirit. Praise the Lord. So that we would have the enablement that we needed to go forth and do the works that Jesus Christ did. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, he went on to say in verse 13, and whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Oh, he goes on, verse 14, if ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. And then there's a qualifying clause here, a verse here in verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. He went on to say, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. It wasn't just going to be for moments at a time, you know, when, you know, they were in the same vicinity that Jesus was in, the same area, the same gathering. There he was in their midst. But, oh, yes, his plan would be beyond that. Oh, yes. Oh, he was going to send forth the Comforter who would come and dwell in his people, the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit that was in Jesus Christ, so that he could abide with his people forever, so that he could reside with his people forever. And praise the Lord, that's what it was all about on the day of Pentecost. When the Spirit of God came forth as the Holy Ghost, when they all received the Holy Ghost, those that were gathered there in that upper room, praise the Lord, that was the Comforter coming to abide, to abode with them, to reside in their hearts, in their souls, in their beings, so that God would constantly, continuously be with his people. Oh, praise the Lord. What a plan. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He had explained in the 15th chapter of the book of John, which is just beyond this discourse here in chapter 14. But, you know, he said clearly in John 15, verse 4, abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. And he said in verse 5, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. And that's, you know, these are words that we need to know, except that we abide in Jesus Christ. There is no way that we could bring forth fruit. Oh my, we could do nothing without the Spirit of the living God. He said, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. Praise the Lord. Oh, God's plan. Oh, yes, that he would bring forth his Spirit as the Comforter, that he may abide with us forever. Praise the Lord. And he goes on to explain in verse 17 here in John the 14th chapter, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Praise the Lord. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Praise the Lord. Yes. Here he's explaining, yes, he was going to send forth his Spirit, the Spirit of truth. Oh, Jesus had uttered, right, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Praise the Lord, that truth sets us free indeed, sets us free from sin. Praise the Lord, but there's a difference. You know, there are those that are not inclined to receive the word of God, whose eyes are closed, whose ears are not opened. And so he explains it's something that the world cannot just receive. You know, you can't, you know, buy it with money or, you know, just wish it upon yourself in that sense. But, oh, praise the Lord. The Lord makes a way that our eyes could be opened so that we can see and understand and call after the living God, approach the living God. Oh, praise the way he opens the way, our understanding, our perception, oh, so that we can recognize him. Oh, yes, and see the things that are spiritual, pertaining to the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. So he's saying, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And praise the Lord, what words these are here. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, there he was talking to them at the moment, dwelling with them in that sense. But yet, the Holy Ghost had not yet fallen. Jesus was not yet glorified. And that moment was coming that, oh, yes, he would be in his people. Oh, yes, he would dwell within their very beings. And yes, therefore, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He went on to say in verse 19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Praise the Lord. He was giving them a hope beyond this world. Oh, yes, because of what he was going to bring forth, the salvation that he was going to bring forth when he died for us on that cross of Calvary. Praise the Lord. He was making a way that we could live. Praise the Lord that we could live and have eternal life, that, oh, yes, our whole being could come alive in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he could bring forth the Spirit of the living God to indwell within our being. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. He was giving them a hope beyond this world, a hope that would never end. Praise our God. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Oh, yes, to answer that question that had been asked earlier. Oh, yes, you know, show us the Father, and it suffices us. You know, they couldn't quite understand at that point. Philip had asked that, but, oh, yes, at that day, at that time, when the Holy Ghost comes, praise the Lord, you're going to know that I am in my Father and ye in me. Praise the Lord, his Spirit within his people. What a plan. He went on to say in verse 21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Praise the Lord. And here he's giving some conditions. You know, if we really love the Lord, if that's really in our heart, then we're going to keep his commandments. It's going to be the desire of our being to do the things that please the Lord and to walk with him and oh yes, to abide in him, to keep his commandments. And yes, he it is that loveth me. That's a condition that will be met when it's in our heart, when it's in our being. He that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. In other words, he was going to reveal himself to his people, those that would call after the living God. Oh, yes. Those that the Lord would open up their eyes and their understanding and put a desire within them to keep his commandments, to love God. Oh, yes, to please God. Oh, yes, God in, oh, yes, would turn around and love that individual and, yes, manifest or reveal, make himself known to that individual. Oh, yes, that strives to please the living God. Oh, yes, and comes to him. Oh, praise the Lord with faith. Oh, believing that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise the Lord. And, of course, at this point, these were strange things, you know. They couldn't quite get it. Judas saith unto him, verse 22, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? You know, how is it that, you know, we're going to be able to know it and the others not? And of course, you know, there's a difference. Those that the Lord would call and those that just would not perceive these spiritual wonders. Jesus answered and said unto him, answering this question, verse 23, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. See the emphasis here? It's going to be if you love God, if that's in your heart, praise the Lord, then you're going to keep his words, those things that he's declared, those things that he's stated, those commands. You know, that's just going to be a reaction that comes forth when you love the Lord. And God responds. He responds to our love, our reaching out to him. Oh, it's such a wonderful thing. If we draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to us. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, we can cleanse our hands and purify our hearts and not be double-minded. Praise the Lord, we can turn our lives over to God. And our God responds to that. Oh, that cry of repentance, that cry of remorse, that cry of sorrow over one's past. God hears it. And he responds in such a wonderful way. Oh, we will come unto him and make our abode. We'll come and reside in that life. Oh, yes, that cries out, that repents, that turns from one sinful past. Oh, praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. But on the other hand, he explained in verse 24, he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. It all was because God indwelt in that body, and he was doing the will of his Father, which was in heaven, and yes, also in the man, Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. And that's why he was there, to bring forth the will of God. Oh, that will, yes, that God had declared before the earth even. Oh, yes, that he would make a way to restore fallen man, to come and abide in a human body, to make his abode within an earthen vessel. Praise the Lord, God's will, his desire to have fellowship with his creation. Oh, praise the Lord. And you know, he puts that within us. We all have that little place that's reserved for God. You might not realize it, but there's a spot within your being that's reserved for God. You might try to cover it up. You might try to hide it. You might try to fill it with all kinds of other things, pleasures and, you know, people or money or all that sort of thing, religion, all those other things that people try to do to fill that spot that God has reserved for us to give to him. Oh, what a wonderful thing it is, though, when, oh, we have that realization. Oh, we can suddenly see our great need for God Almighty, the living waters. Oh, praise the Lord, true salvation. Oh, we yield our vessel. We give our hearts to the Lord. We cry out to God. Oh, praise the Lord. I love how it is. We draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh unto you. Praise the Lord. Oh, he comes. Oh, yes. Even to make his abode with his people. Oh, that's so he can reside in our heart. Oh, my, and lead and guide us into all truth. Praise the Lord. But oh, yes, what a contrast to those that I'm not yet seeing, whose eyes are closed to the goodness of God and their great need. Oh, yes, to turn their life over to the living God. But he goes on to say, verse 25, "These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you." There he was. He knew his time was short. And right now in this 14th chapter of the book of John, he's pretty much on his way to Gethsemane at that point. So, he knows. You know, there aren't that many moments yet to, you know, bring forth these truths to his people. But these are things he wanted them to know and realize. Oh, they weren't going to understand it really all at the moment. But oh my, things were going to change. He told them in verse 26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." These things that they could not comprehend as he was speaking to them, that were kind of remote and far out, and that maybe even would forget them. He was going to bring those thoughts back to them when the Holy Ghost came upon them. Oh, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which the Father was going to send forth in the name of Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, with the fact that it was going to teach them all things, the things that they would need to know pertaining to spiritual life. Oh, yes, eternal life with God. Praise the Lord. He was going to bring the Holy Ghost enablement, was going to bring things to the remembrance, all those things that Jesus had said unto them. And we love verse 27 too. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Oh, yes, I can imagine even at that time, you know, there was some troubling within when they realized, you know, if they got even just a little bit of, you know, glimpse of what Jesus was saying. He was trying to tell them the things that he's going to have to suffer and do, and you know, that he wasn't going to be with them, you know, on earth forever and ever, so to speak, you know, in that sense, in human form, that is. But, you know, he's telling them, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Praise the Lord. I've got something I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you a peace that the world cannot give you, a peace that passes all understanding. Oh, the world is looking for peace. They do all kinds of things at times to try to have peace. But it's a manufactured peace. It's not, oh my, anything to compare to that wonderful, perfect peace that the Lord puts in our heart. Oh, yes, when we know that all is well within our beings, praise the Lord, and we know that we have fellowship with our God and with one another, praise the Lord, that all is well with our soul, praise the Lord, he puts that peace within us. Thank the Lord, this wonderful peace that comes down from the Father above, praise the Lord, a peace that the world cannot give or manufacture or come up with. Oh my, no matter how hard they try, oh, praise the Lord, there's that wonderful peace that comes from God. Praise the Lord. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, praise the Lord. Here we are at this time period. And oh, yes, we could be apprehensive, seeing all these things that could come to pass, hearing all the plotting and planning, all the evil, the Illuminati and the one world people, and, you know, just all their conniving and their agenda, their, you know, 2030 agenda, and oh my, all their nastiness. But in spite of it, oh, praise the Lord, all is well if our God is with us. He dwells within our being. Oh, yes, if we are filled with the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, our heart doesn't have to be troubled. It doesn't have to be afraid. We could worry about all the things that could happen tomorrow, all the potentials. But you know what? God is with us. And what I have discovered is even when things get a little bit naughty and things get a little bit hard, He's there with us. You know, He doesn't leave the ship when it's ready. You know, we think it's sinking and all. No, He's there to calm those waves and to bring peace to the sea of life. Praise the Lord to help us. Oh, yes, we could worry. We could worry. Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to have a heart attack. Oh, that sort of thing, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But you know what? God said, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to calm that storm. You know, and I've discovered even when there is trouble, it almost could have been way worse. He calms it. You know, He gives us peace. You know, He makes a way. He's there with us. Praise the Lord. And what a wonder it is. Oh my. It's wonderful that we can give it over to the Lord. And let Him be our confidence. Let Him be our dread. Let Him be our fear. We can give all those troubles to the living God. And let Him come down. Oh, praise the Lord. And send forth that peace that passes all understanding. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Ye have heard how I have said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice, because I said I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, you might believe. See, He wanted them to know, but oh, He wanted them to rejoice, to be glad in spite of everything that was, oh boy, in the making at that point. Hereafter I will not talk much with you, for the prince of this world cometh and hath nothing in me, but that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise and let us go hence. Oh, praise the Lord. And then, yes, they were going on, and He was speaking forth, oh, those words that He so wanted them to know. Oh, as He approached Gethsemane and all that was awaiting Him. But you know, I love how that last verse in chapter 16 ends here. As you know, He's finishing this discourse. He says in verse 33 here, John chapter 16, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, oh yes, this world is not always so easy. It gets naughty. It gets confusing. There are troubles. Sometimes there's pain. Oh, maybe lots of times there's pain. You know, there's all kinds of distress and sorrows. But praise the Lord is there with us in the midst of these trials, these troubles. Praise the Lord, and these things He has given us. He has spoken unto us that in spite of all the trouble, all the heartaches, all the tribulation, that in spite of that, we might have peace, the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And he said, oh, be of good cheer. Praise the Lord, I have overcome the world. Praise the Lord, he was our example, Jesus Christ, our example to show us how we might live in this world and yet overcome. Praise the Lord. Oh, the wonder of it. Oh, Jesus did it. And praise the Lord, he made a way. He sent back his Spirit so that, oh yes, he would dwell within his people and give them a peace that passes all understanding. Oh yes, because he lives, we can live also. Praise the Lord. Thank our God. Oh, the wonder of it. You know, it's no wonder that he told Martha there, oh, just before he raised Lazarus from the dead, there, oh, in the midst of all of that, chapter 11 of John, verse 25, Jesus said unto her, meaning Martha here, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And of course, at that point, no, she didn't quite get it. She saith unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And you know, she's going to very shortly see the wonder of the resurrecting power of God Almighty. Praise the Lord. As, oh yes, they approached that sepulcher where the brother Lazarus was laid. Praise the Lord. Oh, as they mourned and as they wept and thought it was over. He had been dead 4 days. You know, I'm sure they had hoped that he would have come sooner. But he waited, didn't he, before he came to them. And here it was, oh my, asking them to, yes, take him to the place where Lazarus lay. And praise the Lord. What an event that was. As, oh yes, he cried, he spoke with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Praise the Lord. And all that body that was dead, praise the Lord, came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes. Face was bound about with a napkin. And Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. Oh, praise the Lord, the power of God. Oh, he did that so they might believe in his power. Oh, that he is a resurrection. Oh, yes, and he is alive. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Oh, yes, oh, yes, our earthly vessel may fall to death. In that sense, you know, we might succumb to the end of life as far as on earth is concerned. But praise the Lord. The Lord takes our spirit. Praise the Lord. It takes us to be forever with the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, so that, oh, in spite of the fact that our body may die, we are at home with the Lord and ever shall be. Praise the Lord, for he is the resurrection and he is alive for those that believe in him. Though they were dead, yet shall they live. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Paraphrasing there just a little bit. Praise our God. But that's the power of our God. Praise the Lord. And oh, how he made it possible. Oh, that we might come unto him. Oh, so much that he taught there in the book of John, you know. He taught that he was the door of the sheepfold. Praise the Lord, and the necessity to enter in by the door. He declared very clearly that he was the door, and there's no other entrance point except by the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, if you try to climb up another way, you're a thief and you're a robber. There is no other way to get to God, no matter who you are, no matter what your background is, no matter what your race is, your heritage. We all have to come by the same way. We all have to come by the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. But praise the Lord, He is the door. And we can enter in. Oh, that blood that He shed for us opened up that door of salvation. So, yes, that we can come unto Him. We can confess our sins. Oh, we can die out to the old man. We can repent and turn our lives over to the living God. We can go in, oh yes, oh believing, following the command to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus, with the promise of receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, and yes, He has promised that we could have life, and life more abundantly, oh a fulfilled life, a life that is complete in Jesus Christ. Oh, He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Praise the Lord, He was that good shepherd. Oh, that would give His life for the sheep. Oh, yes, there'd be hirelings out there. And oh, yes, they would be by this pretense, this show, and act like a shepherd, but not in their heart. But Jesus was the true shepherd. Praise the Lord, and He did give His life for His people, for His sheep. Oh yes, and not only those that were there with Him as He walked this earth, but those that would follow, that were not of that fold, but oh yes, that also would be brought in. Oh yes, first, yes, to the Jewish people to whom He came, but also to the Greek, to the Gentile, all that the Lord our God would call. Praise the Lord, so that there would be one shepherd and one fold. Praise the Lord for all those that would hear the voice and enter in at the door, that door of the sheepfold. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise our wonderful God who has made a way. Oh, yes, that we could have life. Oh, because He lives, that we could live also. Praise the Lord, the things that are written. Oh, yes, and declare the truths of God's word. Praise the Lord. We can imagine how it was there after, yes, sinful men, His own people really had crucified Him, had Him crucified by the hands of the Romans there on the cross. But praise the Lord, we know that death could not hold Him. Praise the Lord, we know, oh yes, He came forth out of that grave, amen. Praise the Lord, and yes, what an event that must have been. Oh yes, that 20th chapter of the book of John. Oh yes, that first day of the week when Mary Magdalene, as it records in that chapter, oh, still dark, coming unto the sepulchre, wanting to put some kind of ointment on the body, and finding that, oh, that stone that she worried about being removed wasn't there. It wasn't there. There was open sepulchre, and the stone was taken away, and then, oh, boy, there was no body inside that grave. Praise the Lord, the wonder of it. And you know, she ran to the disciples, Simon Peter and the other disciples. She found them and, you know, worry, because it seemed that they had taken away the Lord. And they didn't know where to find Him. And oh yes, Peter and John came forth to check this out. And, you know, I just, you know, they looked in that grave. Peter looking in first, though John did outrun him, but Peter looking in and just seeing the linen clothes lying there. And they were folded. Or the napkin, it was about his head, and the linen clothes just wrapped together in a place by itself. Actually, an indicator that He was coming back. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord, what a wonder, you know? And of course, there's other things that happened there. Angels declaring, yes, to the other women that also came. And you know, the discovery that he was not there. Oh, praise the Lord. But yes, the disciples went away after, you know, they noticed the body wasn't there, didn't know what to think. Mary stood without of the sepulchre. She was weeping. And, you know, as she wept, you know, she, looking into the sepulchre, there were two angels sitting in white, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had been laying. And, you know, question, woman, why weepest thou? And, you know, she was in deep distress. Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him. And you know, she turned around, and there was Jesus standing. But she didn't know, she didn't perceive it was Jesus. And he said unto her, woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? And she just thought he was the gardener. She said, sir, if thou hast borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And he said her name. Praise the Lord. He said Mary. And she realized, oh my, he was not dead. This was her resurrected Lord. This was Jesus. Praise the Lord. She turned to herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say master. And Jesus said unto her, verse 17, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. And she went and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord. Oh, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Oh, praise the Lord. He was no longer dead. He was risen. Praise the Lord. And yes, he came and appeared to those disciples, didn't he? Oh, yes, he amazed them. You know, just coming forth there. Oh, so the doors were shut that same day at evening. And you know, it just, there he came and he stood in their midst. What did he say? Peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Praise the Lord. Does that ring true tonight? Oh, that the Lord is with us. And that peace that he has given us that passeth all understanding is for his people. Oh, even now, as we see these end times, oh, yes, as we see the day of the Lord, oh, coming forth again, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, what a wonder it was as he appeared to them. He showed unto them his hands, his side. And then it tells us, verse 20, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. What does Jesus say unto them? Verse 21, then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. Oh, praise the Lord. He was breathing on them. Oh, yes, his breath would come back on the day of Pentecost when he would send forth his Spirit and they would receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. That would be the breath of Almighty God. He's breathing upon them. His Spirit, praise the Lord, would come forth and indwell in his people. Oh, praise the Lord, they would receive the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord, not many days. Oh, yes, from those moments. And yes, he said, whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. Oh, you might not understand this verse at the first. I know I had to ask the Lord about this scripture a while ago, several years ago, really. But praise the Lord, you know, when those sins are remitted, Praise the Lord, it's in the waters of baptism. Praise the Lord, when we go down in the water, it's the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, if you're the person baptizing that individual, you have, you can decide, is that person ready to be baptized? Have they repented? Are they sorry for their past? Are they ready? And praise the Lord, you know, that decision is made. Praise the Lord. If, you know, we feel that that individual is ready to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, praise the Lord, those sins are remitted. Praise the Lord. And otherwise, that person doesn't appear to be repentant, those sins are yet retained. Praise the Lord. That's the importance of baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, that the command that he gave us. Praise the Lord. Goes on to say here in this 20th chapter of John, verse 24, but Thomas, one of the 12 called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, oh, you got to have a skeptic in the crowd, I suppose. He said, except I see in his hands the print of the nails and put my fingers into the print of the nails and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. Oh my, there's a lot of doubt here. But praise the Lord, God is patient with us. Oh, praise the Lord, he is merciful. Praise the Lord. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. And praise the Lord, who does he reach out to? Oh, he knew very well what was in Thomas's heart and the doubts and the fears and the skepticism. Oh, what did he say? He approaches Thomas. He says, then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, it was revealed to him. He knew then. Oh, there are the doubts and the fears all faded. Praise the Lord. He knew it was Jesus. Praise the Lord, his Lord and his God. Praise the Lord. Is he your Lord? Is he your God tonight? Oh, praise the Lord. We can have that claim. Oh, yes, when we embrace our living Savior. Praise the Lord. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Oh, praise the Lord. We haven't seen him yet. But praise the Lord. What a wonder. Oh, he has made himself known unto us. Praise the Lord, if we can worship him, if we can praise him, if we can, oh yes, turn our lives over to him, if we've been baptized in his name, filled with the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, it's because he's taken that veil off our eyes. He's opened up our ears. He's opened up our understanding, oh, so that we can perceive, praise the Lord. Oh yes, we haven't seen him yet. I know I haven't. But praise the Lord, he put that faith in my heart. He put that faith in your heart. Praise the Lord, so that we could believe. Oh, so we could turn to the living God and accept his promises. Praise the Lord, so we could look to him and live. Praise the Lord, what a wonder. Praise the Lord. Tells us in verse 30, as this chapter ends, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Oh, praise the Lord. All these things were written. John wanted us to know all these wonders that Jesus had declared and done, all these things that he had spoken, these marvelous events. Oh, yes. And how he died, but also how he rose again. Oh, yes. He rose again so that we might have life, so that we might look to him and live. Oh, yes, that we might be freed. Oh, from our old man, from all our apprehensions, from all our doubts and fears. Oh, praise the Lord, that we might be saved, that we might have fellowship with the living God. Oh, praise the Lord, he had declared in Isaiah 45, verse 22, look unto me and be saved, all the ends of the earth. Praise the Lord, for I am God, and there is none else. Praise the Lord, we can look unto him and be saved. Oh, he had declared it, and he said, ah, ye ends of the earth. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, the gospel was given first to the Jew, but also it was given to the Greek. Oh, yes, so that we might all come together as one body, all as recipients, all of the plan and program of God, part of the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a wonder it is, this gift of God, this wonder that he put forth, that he would come to this earth as a man. Oh, yes, dwelling among men. But praise the Lord, as he promised there in that 14th chapter of the book of John. Oh, yes, he was going to pray the Father, verse 16, who would give another comforter, that he may abide with us forever. Praise the Lord. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But Jesus said, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost would come unto them yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, that day when we see our Lord, when we see his face. Oh, praise the Lord, when he takes us and we enter into that land. Oh, that promised place, oh Lord, that he has prepared for his people. Praise the Lord, when we enter into the joys of our Lord. Oh, praise the Lord, what a moment that will be. Oh, Lord, the Lord knows, oh, how precious it is. Praise the Lord, those promises, that place that he has prepared for them that love him. And is it a wonder, oh, that he said, let not your heart be troubled. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise the Lord. Oh, what God has prepared for his people. Oh, praise the Lord, that hope of eternal life that we have. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, he talked about it. Oh, yes, that lively hope there in the first chapter of 1 Peter. And oh, that inheritance that he has reserved for his people. Oh, this description. Oh, this lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He said, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Praise the Lord. Wherein you rejoice, you greatly rejoice. Though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. But you know what? That trial of our faith, there is something that it brings forth. Describes it in verse 7 here, 1 Peter 1, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That's why we're here. We're here to get ready for that great and terrible day of the Lord, the appearing of Jesus Christ. And verse 8 says, whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Praise the Lord. We could rejoice in this hope of our salvation. Praise the Lord with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Oh, yes, because he lives. We know that we shall live also. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we can rejoice in the God of our salvation. Oh, yes. And pray that yet, yes, at that time, we might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Oh, there's trials, there's tribulation on this earth, but, you know, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world, Jesus said. Oh, yes, I made the way. I made a way that, you could come unto me and find life. And you can live, praise the Lord, you can look unto him, the living God, and be saved, ye ends of the earth. We can look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Praise the Lord, that's what he did for us. And because he lives, we can live also. Oh, praise the Lord. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Lord. Thank you, God. Work in our hearts. Oh, call forth tonight, Lord. Fill with your spirit, I ask. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let your spirit come forth. Praise the Lord, the comforter. Praise the Lord, the spirit of truth. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank the Lord. Thank you, God. Because he lives, we can live also. That's what it's all about. Praise the Lord, and blessed are those of you who have not seen but yet believe. Praise our God. Yes, because he lives. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Let your Holy Ghost come down. Lord, we give it all over to you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. Lord, come upon your people. Fall upon your people, Lord. God, we cry. We praise thee, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He comes to dwell. Yes. In the beings of his people, the temple of the Holy Ghost, he becomes. Praise the Lord. We become. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We love you, God. Lord, work in our hearts, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise your holy name, Lord. Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we have a song request from Brian and Vicki, and They requested that we sing number 98 in the chorus book, and truth be told, I was going to pick this one anyway, but praise God. It's a good one and very appropriate for the message tonight, number 98 in the chorus book, Because He Lives, number 98. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know He holds life is worth the living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, fear is gone, because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fear is gone. Because I know just because He lives. Praise Your name, thank You, Jesus. Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to Your name. You are dismissed unto prayer in Jesus' name.